to the place where I can find you. Oh, lead me.
Most Catholic churches have stations or stopping places in the form of 14 sculptures or images. These allow people to pause and enter reflecting into the last moments of Jesus' journey. We are also called to pray by imagining ourselves with Jesus at these moments of time. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. And so they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the praetorium. It was early in the morning, and they themselves did not enter into the praetorium, so that they should not be defiled, but that they should be able to eat the Passover. And so Pilate came outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They replied and said to him, "If this fellow were not an evildoer, we would not have handed him over to you." And so Pilate said to them, "You people take him and according to your law judge him." And so the Judeans said to him, "It is not permissible for us to kill anyone." This was that Jesus' word might be fulfilled, signalling by what kind of death he was about to die. And so Pilate went back into the praetorium, and he called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "On your own account do you say this, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "Do you think I am a Judean? Your nation and the high priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have struggled so that I should not be handed over to you. As it is, my kingdom is not from here." And so Pilate said to Jesus, "Then you are a king, are you not?" Jesus replied, "You say that I am a king. I was born for this, and for this I came into the world, that I might bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." The second station, Jesus accepts his cross. Jesus began to teach them that it was necessary for the Son of Man to suffer many things, and to be rejected by the elders and the high priests and the scribes, and to be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And Jesus said this message openly. Peter took Jesus aside and began to scold him. And he turned, and seeing his disciples, scolded Peter, and said, "Get behind me, Satan, because you are not thinking God's thoughts, but human thoughts." And summoning the crowd with his disciples, he said to them, "If someone wants to follow after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will destroy it. And whoever destroys their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what use is it for a person to gain the entire world and suffer the loss of their life?" The third station. Jesus falls for the first time. With this station, none of the scriptures have Jesus falling. Yet it would not be surprising if Jesus were to fall under the weight of the cross. When someone falls, our first instinct is to help them up. If we look around us more intently, we may see that there are people falling in one way or another, whether it be physically or it could be spiritually. It is here, when Jesus falls, that the eyes of Christ meet ours. By this cross, we are lifted back onto our feet. Who is it around us today that may need lifting up?
Lead me to the cross where we first met. Draw me to my knees so we can talk. Let me feel your breath. Let me